Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to Acts, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost," ghost is an old English word for spirit, "after the Holy Spirit is come upon you." And what is the result of this power you receive? "You shall be witnesses." No, he didn't just say you shall go a witnessing.
No,
he didn't.
"You shall be." This is not something you do once in a while. This is something you are. 24/7, everywhere you go and everything you do. "You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth." The witness, the influence of the witness would expand and increase. And so more and more would be influenced by the witness. Let me read this to you from the Living Bible. The Living Bible says, "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you'll receive power to testify about me with great effect." The Weiss translation says, "You shall receive power of the kind which God has and exerts after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be those who testify of what they have seen and experienced, my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth." Now, we've already covered a lot of ground in previous sessions on this, and we saw that a lot of people have had a wrong idea, and it's been perpetuated from the pulpit, that in order to witness, you had to preach. That basically everybody should learn how to preach some kind of evangelistic sermonette, and that you had a duty to go out and find people and preach these sermonettes to them, and that is witnessing. And that's not what the Word says. That's men changing something. We read and studied in James and other places, 1 Corinthians, that not many of us should try to be preachers. Not many of us are called to be Bible teachers and preachers. Now, you know, there's a large number worldwide, but he's talking about percentage-wise. Not a large percentage of the body of Christ is called and anointed to stand behind a pulpit and preach or teach. Well, how does that correspond with people thinking that everybody should go preach? And so what you've had is people who've done nothing because they thought they had to preach and they didn't feel comfortable preaching. Or they tried it one time and it didn't turn out well. You should see the looks I'm getting across the crowd. People are going, "Yeah, that's right. I know it. It didn't work out good for me." People will think, you know, I gotta learn my verses, and then they find somebody and they try to preach to them, and they lost track of what they were doing, and they couldn't remember their verses, and they got a couple of them crossed up, and they're thinking, "Oh man," and when they got through, they thought, "I'm not doing that again." You know? So then you got people that go years and do nothing, and then you got folks that do too much because they think they're supposed to preach. So, you know, they're always trying to preach to people and tell them what they believe and tell them something they heard somebody else preach, and don't realize that a lot of these folks want them to hush.
Yes.
They don't want to hear what they're saying.
That's right. You're right.
And so people are doing too much because they think they have to preach, and people are doing nothing because they think they have to preach. And not all of us are called to preach and teach.
Yeah.
And yet all of us that have received Jesus and the Holy Spirit have received power to do what? To be a witness, that's not the same thing as being a preacher, to testify of what you have seen and heard and know. Personal eyewitness testimony. And you can do that. Everybody who knows the Lord has a testimony. Come on, how many in here know you're born again? I want to know you. You know you've met the Lord. You know you're born again. You were there when it happened. Is that right?
Yes.
You know. Well, then could you testify to that effect?
Yes.
Could you say, I was there, I went to the altar, or I prayed with the TV, or whatever the case might be, and the Lord Jesus came into my heart and life, and it was real, and I know Him, and He's real to me. Could you do that?
Yes.
Well, the Bible said there's power in that. There's power in that. And it is far greater and more important than we've known.
That's right.
That's not the same thing as teaching a Bible lesson. Are trying to preach, and it's not telling folks what you believe.
That's right.
It's not telling people what you believe or what your church believes or what somebody else preached.
Yeah.
It's telling what you personally know.
Amen.
I was there. I saw it. I heard it.
Amen.
How many has the Lord healed you of something?
Amen.
You were there. Right?
Amen.
You know what happened.
Yeah.
Well, could you testify about it? Could you say, hey, I was like this, and this was going on, and I needed this, and I prayed, and the Lord had mercy on me, and next thing you know, it turned and changed, and now I'm good, and hallelujah.
Amen.
Could you give that testimony?
Amen.
Yes.
How many would say the Lord has helped you and met your needs?
Amen.
Yeah.
You were in need. You needed something. You didn't know how to get it. You weren't in position. And you prayed. You asked the Lord. You sowed a seed, whatever the case might be. And the Lord set some things in motion, and it turned out where you got what you needed.
Yeah.
It worked out perfectly. It's something you couldn't have worked out. You couldn't have conceived. Well, could you testify to that?
Yes.
Well, in the courts of our land, eyewitness testimony is credible evidence. It's evidence. And you and I, our faith, our testimony is hard evidence in this world of the reality of a good God and a faithful God, a real God who hears prayers and answers them. Somebody say, I'm a witness. I'm a true witness. Of what the Lord has done for me. Somebody said, why do you have us say those things? Well, if you can't say it in here with us, then how are you going to be a witness around other folks that might not be so friendly? I mean, right? I mean, there's a number of reasons. Why you need to be free and vocal in here. Besides that, the church, that's always been the way the church was to operate. People have gotten quiet through religious changes made over the years.
That's right.
I know the Lord asked me one time, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, like He'll speak to any Christian if you'll learn how to listen. I was reading and studying some things in the Old Testament, and the Spirit of God prompted me, did I notice what kind of people God chose? Talking about the Israelites. What kind of people? You know, He chose them from among all the nations and groups of that time. And I thought, no, Lord, what does that mean? What kind of people? And He gave me this phrase. He said they were expressive souls. They were expressive souls. Come on, say that term out loud. Now see, if you didn't say that just then, what would that indicate? Not so expressive, is that right? And He began to remind me, if you read the Old Testament, you read about the Israelites, if they got mad, buddy, you knew it.
Yeah.
Is that right? They strapped on their swords and went to war and they hollered and they yelled, is that right? If they were sad, you knew it. Tear the clothes, threw dirt and ashes in the air, is that right? And wail and cry, you could hear them half a mile away, is that right? And if they're happy, oh, buddy, kill the fatted calf.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Bible said you could hear the music and dancing when you can hear the dancing before you get there. Not just the music, you hear the dancing. I mean, that's like clogging or something. I mean, is that right there? They're getting with it. Is that right?
Amen.
That, he said, that's the kind of people I chose. And there's a lot of qualities and spiritual good qualities that go along with that. Being stiff and unresponsive is indicative of a hard heart.
Amen.
Which is not good. An unyielded person. An unresponsive, unyielded individual. And sometimes people say, well, I'm sorry, but it's just not the, not me. That's I'm just and like a lot of times I say, it's bound, the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about where you grew up or your age or your color or your background. Everybody can be free. Everybody can be free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And if you're free, you're free to believe, you're free to love, you're free to have joy, you're free to have peace, you're ready to sing, you're free to shout. Is that right? So you got no problem sitting up in Faith Life Church and making a confession. Is that right? You got no problem with that. And when things get right, man, you'll bust a move. You could break out. You could dance. You could run. Why? Because you're free. You're free. Somebody say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Thank you, Lord.
See all this stuff about, you know, when God's done something for you, it's not time for you to choke. That's been so good to me. Well, why don't you say thank you? Why don't you? Right? When God's blessed you with family and friends and you love them, it's not time to choke. It's not time to go, you know I care. I'm sorry, I just can't express. Quit saying that. Quit saying you can't express. Quit making excuses about how you grew up, about how your daddy was. Quit it. Just quit it. Do you want to please God? Then yield to His Spirit. And when it's time to laugh, you laugh. When it's time to shout, you shout. When it's time to cry, you cry. You yield. You respond. And you'll find something will break inside of you. And you'll get loose. And you'll get free. And you'll be happy about it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.